Bailey said. The experiment worked. I saw, or tried to see, several people. An old sociologist tried to see me and had to give up midway. A roboticist refused to see me at all, even under terrific force. The bare possibility sent him into an almost infantile frenzy. He sucked his finger and wept. Dr. Delmar's assistant was used to personal presence in the way of her profession, and so she tolerated me, but at 20 feet only. Gladiah, on the other hand.
Yes, partner Elijah?
Gladiah consented to see me without more than a slight hesitation. She tolerated my presence easily and actually showed signs of decreasing strain as time went on. It all fits into a pattern of psychosis. She didn't mind seeing me. She was interested in Earth. She might have felt an abnormal interest in her husband. All of it could be explained by a strong and, for this world, psychotic interest in the personal presence of members of the opposite sex. Dr. Delmar himself was not the type to encourage such a feeling or cooperate with it. It must have been very frustrating for her.
Daniil nodded. Frustrating enough for a murder in a moment of passion.
In spite of everything, I don't think so, Daniil.
Are you perhaps being influenced by extraneous motives of your own, partner Elijah? Mrs. Delmar is an attractive woman, and you are an Earthman in whom a preference for the personal presence of an attractive woman is not psychotic.
I have better reasons, said Bailey uneasily.
Daniil's cool glance was too penetrating and soul-dissecting by half. Gee, Josephat, the thing was only a machine. He said, if she were the murderess of her husband, she would also have to be the attempted murderess of Gruer. He had almost the impulse to explain the way murder could be manipulated through robots, but held back. He was not sure how Daniil would react to a theory that made unwitting murderers of robots.
Daniil said, and the attempted murderess of yourself as well.
Bailey frowned. He had had no intention of telling Daniil of the poisoned arrow that had missed, no intention of strengthening the other's already too strong protective complex vis-a-vis himself. He said angrily,
what did Clarissa tell you?
He ought to have warned her to keep quiet, but then how was he to know that Daniil would be about asking questions?
Daniil said calmly, Mrs. Cantoro had nothing to do with the matter. I witnessed the murder attempt myself.
Bailey was thoroughly confused.
You were nowhere about,
Daniil said.
I caught you myself and brought you here an hour ago.
What are you talking about?
Do you not remember, partner Elijah? It was almost a perfect murder. Did not Mrs. Delmar suggest that you go into the open? I was not a witness to that, but I feel certain she did.